Hey guys, it's GPD, Wombat and Shipwreck. It's day two of E3, and last night we went to a party called the Indie Mixer Gala. What was it called? Mixcade? We forgot what it was called.
The Indie?
I don't know, but it was a party on the roof of a building, and there were a lot of indie games there, and we played several of them, so I thought we should tell you about them. What was the first thing we played? Video Ball? Was it Video Ball?
No, the first game I played was Action Hank, which is similar to Trials or Joe Danger, and you're an action figure, and you're side-scrolling, essentially running from left to right through loops. It looks like old Hot Wheels track that you're running on. It was a lot of fun. It was a cute little game, so... You know, recommended. It comes out, I think, in like 2 weeks or less.
Cool. Action so. Hank?
Hank. H-E-N-K. Hank.
Because he's Dutch. Cool.
Yeah, I played it too. It's very much a, I'll try this one more time. Like, it's all time-based trials. And you can, very simple controls. You can either press A to jump and wall jump and everything, and then press the trigger to slide under stuff or build up speed. So, it was cool.
Another one more time type game that we played was Dig Hard Crisis.
That game was really fun. It's like a combination of Spelunky and Broforce a little bit. Like,
it has a similar look to Broforce.
Yeah, and what you're doing is the president's gotten kidnapped or something was the story. You're saving the president, but he's at the center of the earth.
And I didn't even know there was a story.
Yeah, so you're basically digging down through the earth, and there's all these like mines and traps and dinosaurs and everything as you're going down through that you have to avoid. And it's co-op. We were playing together, but it was a lot of stupid deaths.
Yeah, I liked it. It's interesting to play one of those games now. I mean, you've played like the how far can you run, how high can you go. I don't know if you've ever played one where it's how low can you go.
That's called Limbo.
Right. But not, see, there's no Limbo game, though. There's no Limbo game. So that was Dig Hard Crisis, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I tweeted about it. It's $5. You can get the alpha right now, which I think the alpha might be before the build that we played last night.
Okay.
I think we might have had a little updated build. But, yeah, $5, you get pre-order. It seemed pretty solid.
Gotcha. Wombat, when you know the chair makes noise, why do you keep swiveling it?
Because I don't want people to forget I'm here.
Okay. I think that's probably true. Okay,
good answer.
I think that's an honest answer. Another game that Wombat played, which was really disturbing, and I couldn't even really watch you play it because that's how disturbing it is. It's called Neverending Nightmares.
Yeah, it's a game. It's an action game, an adventure.
First-person shooter.
The opposite of action
game? Yeah,
it's a first-person shooter where you kill zombies.
I meant to say, like, point-and-click adventure-style game. Based on the developer's struggle with mental illness. I'm reading that note straight off the card because I want to get it right. It's definitely an interesting game. The art style is really cool. It's based on, like, an Edward Gorey art style. If you're familiar with his art, if not, you can Google Edward Gorey and you'll get a good idea. You could also go to the Never Ending Nightmares website, which is neverendingnightmares.com. I actually really recommend checking this game out. It's very interesting. It is definitely disturbing, but in all the right ways. Like, it's very, reminds me of The Shining in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Well, you almost want to look away. Not because, I don't know, I mean, it is gory.
It is gory, but it's not like, oh my god, it's not, you know, Resident Evil style horror. Again, it's a black and white animated art style. It's quick flashes to things.
And red, the blood red.
Yeah, it's black and white except for the blood, which is red. It's very interesting. It actually had the puzzles, although not necessarily complicated, were just clever enough that you were interested to keep playing. I could have sat and played that game longer. It just, I was like, I felt bad sitting there as long as I was playing the game.
Because my back was to you, because I couldn't look.
Yes.
Cool. So that's Neverending Nightmares, and it says here on their little card that it's coming out this fall on Windows, Mac, Linux, and Ouya. something to play on Ouya.
I think there was quite a few games there on Ouya.
Okay.
There was like an Ouya corner. There was like a Ouya-sponsored corner.
Okay. There's a lot of games there. I mean, we only played, what, like five or six games.
But there were a ton. I was surprised. A ton
of games. And some of them will be coming to consoles as well. But what we tried out, what was it? The
Video Ball?
Video Ball, yes. Which, I don't know, talk about that. Okay. You played it first.
I played it first. I got a good demo of that. So that's Tim Rogers' game, Crazy Tim Rogers. This is a two-on-two, like, you know, fake sports game that they made up with sort of, you know, rudimentary graphics. This would look right at home on Sports Friends. If you actually, it's you know, there is a similar game on Sports Friends, but this one, Video Ball, is much, I think, is much better.
Yeah, yeah, this is a little bit more interesting. Basically, there's up to three balls on the screen at once, and you're flying around what look like little Atari Combat ships, or asteroid ships.
Asteroid ships.
And you can just hold down the shoot button, and the longer you hold it down, the more powerful your shot is. But if you hold down for too powerful of a shot, then the other team can counter it. And so you're both trying to shoot the ball to get it to the other side.
You can't touch the ball.
Can't touch the ball. And you can also shoot the other team's ships as well to stun them.
Right. It really worked. It was hard for me to even get anything going at first. It took me a full game before I even...
The controls take some getting used to. You know, it controls almost like a lunar lander or asteroid.
Well, for me, it was just the concept of you have, you know, to shoot, you have to hold, you have to charge the shot. But if you overcharge it, it's, you know, it could work in your favor, it could not. But if you really overcharge it, then you don't even get to shoot. It just makes like a brick, like a block.
You could use the bricks for defense.
Right.
Yeah, to block. But I was playing with somebody, and he was on my team, and he just kept on shooting me, like, in that stun gym. He didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, you need somebody. It's a little confusing at first. But I thought it totally worked, and maybe it could be on Sports Friends, too.
And they had this great guy that was doing commentary behind you, like, announcing it like a sports game.
If they could get him in the game, it would be amazing, because he was really good doing the play-by-play. So that was Video Ball. I don't know what that's coming out for on or when, but you can ask Tim on Twitter. What else did we see?
Wombat played something else.
Yeah, I played a game called Aegis, A-E-G-I-S. And it's similar. It was like a Trine-style game where you control two characters, not three like Trine, but two characters. And one can shoot and is smaller, like a smaller character that could shoot, and a larger character that could build things. And it was a cute puzzle game. It was, you know, it was fun. I didn't play too much of it. It's a grandfather and a granddaughter, which was an interesting concept. And I actually really like the art style on it. So you could check that one out too.
Cool. What was that called again?
Aegis, like a shield. A E G I S.
Like a shield.
Like a shield, of course.
I don't know what that word is.
Oh, I believe it's Greek. But don't quote me on that.
Don't even think about it. Okay. Was that it for pretty much what we played there?
Yeah.
I think that covers it. We also went to the Pactor party right before that, and that was fun to see everybody. And, yeah. So today we got a full day of E3 appointments, and we will get you another one of these audio boos tonight,
before
I guess.
You know,
well,
this.
You know, somebody requested that. You specifically record an audio boo after every game that you play. Did Josh tell you that he wanted you to do that?
Yes, you told me that you wanted to do that.
So keep that in mind.
I will. Okay. It's top of mind.
Top of mind. The problem is there's
no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you have to go to the media room to get Wi-Fi, and it's just in a certain part of the building. I can't believe that there's no cell reception in basically a block or two of the convention center. Is this a third world country? What's happening here?
It is downtown Los Angeles, so it is kind of similar.
I guess so. Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you later.